Late last month, NATO formally invited Sweden and Finland to join the alliance, and that would give the countries the protection of the NATO umbrella as nearby Russia continues to invade Ukraine. But in the course of negotiations, Turkey held up the deal. It demanded that Finland and Sweden crack down on groups it considered terrorists. Now, though, Istanbul is dropping its objections. From Istanbul, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on why Turkey softened its stance and what it hopes to gain from an expanded NATO. By the way, this deal still needs to be ratified by all 30 member nations.
A three-way summit in Madrid between Turkey, Sweden, and Finland yielded an agreement that the Nordic countries would counter the PKK, a group designated a terrorist organization by Turkey, the U.S., and the EU. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan wants crackdowns against Syrian Kurdish militants, too, and against elements he says backed a failed coup against him and continue to find support in Northern Europe. And then there's the question of extraditing suspected terrorists. Erdogan said Sweden and Finland promised to deliver 73 suspects to Turkey. He's heard through an interpreter.
Well, here what matters is what we understand from the talks. And Sweden, with this agreement and memorandum, has given its word and promised that those 73 terrorists would be extradited to us. We will see whether they would give or not.
In the days since the summit, it's become clear Turkey still wants proof Sweden and Finland will live up to their promises. The summit's memorandum of understanding says the two countries will address Turkey's pending extradition requests without saying how many people might be extradited. Sinan Olgun, director of Istanbul's Center for Economics and Foreign Policy Studies, says there are at least two key points to consider. First of all, he says it's not up to the governments in Stockholm and Helsinki. It falls to their judiciaries to decide on extradition requests.
Whether the Swedish and Finnish judiciary will actually approve all the extradition requests is very much uncertain. So down the road, we may reach another stumbling block.
And if that turns out to be the case, how might Turkey respond? The threat from Erdogan has been that Ankara might not ratify this NATO expansion. But some wonder if Turkey would really make good on that threat. Analyst Soli Özel at Istanbul's Kadir Has University says other NATO countries are likely to approve the ratification in short order. Canada has already done so. Will Turkey be the odd man out? Özel doesn't think so, not least because he says Turkey is desperate to get new F-16 fighter jets from the United States. President Joe Biden has asked Congress to approve the sale, but Özel says lawmakers might be reluctant to do so if Turkey doesn't approve ratification of Finland and Sweden's bid to join NATO.
So my sense is there is a quid pro quo F-16s for approval, and how it's going to play that, I don't know. We may see some tensions in the process, but ultimately, I really don't see this being blocked by the Turkish parliament.
The Madrid summit also established a new mechanism for ongoing consultation between Turkey, Sweden, and Finland with regard to the fight against terrorism. Analysts say with Erdogan facing elections next year, this issue of combating the groups he sees as terrorists will remain a priority, but one he will pursue without risking his ties to the West. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.